Coming at you from Scratcher Wolf Studio, it's Rage Across the Internet presents Wherever Gaia Takes Us, a Werewolf the Apocalypse Let's Play. Starring
Daniel Tyson as Ricochet,
M as Carly Emberstring,
CJ as Nightfang,
Tommy Dixon as Walks with Anubis,
and I'm your storyteller Porter.
Hey guys, someone just want to let me up now?
KT, can you go let our buddy Ricochet in?
Yeah, hi guys.
Hey. Want to, I can go get it, just point me in the direction I need to go.
Well, you guys got a couple rooftops to walk across, but KT makes her way downstairs.
And I walk back upstairs.
Oh yeah, I was just gonna look over the rooftop to Ricochet and just point back towards KT's place.
The three of you make your way to the proper rooftop easily enough. And within a few minutes, KT lets you in. Hey, Rico, good to see you. Giving you a hug.
Thank you. Good to see you too. Thanks for letting me in.
Come on up.
What you doing up there?
Talking?
Pointing to the roof.
Yeah, she is making her way up to the roof, to the proper rooftop. Falling Leaf is waiting. He's got the leg up, the prayerful wall, little Captain Morgan style looking out over the town.
Good evening, brother.
Good evening. I see you have made a new friend.
Escaped from the same facility as you.
See, you've made a new friend as well.
Seems it has been an eventful night all around.
Falling Leaf takes a few steps to you, Carly, offering a hand.
Carly will give him her hand.
Yeah, he shakes it firmly, his eyes making direct contact with yours.
I am Falling Leaf at twilight.
Carly Emberstring, good to meet you. She'll give him like a little nod.
And how'd this happen? Pointing between Falling Leaf and KT back and forth.
Well, you sort of introduced us, didn't you?
Didn't think it was going to happen that quick.
Well, I figured I should at least come say hi.
This isn't awkward at all.
Not what we at least not what I expected whenever... You know, we heard voices up at the roof. The kind of night it's been, the strange shit happening around. Definitely not what I expected, so still just a little getting over that.
Been a bit of a night then.
Under my breath, closer to him. Being possessed teddy bears, Scrags. It's been a bit of a night. And a new friend.
Yes, that perhaps is the headline.
Don't forget the butt suckers.
Bottom feeders.
Close enough.
Better name.
It's a little bit more crass, what you said.
Did you say butt suckers?
Yes. Unfortunately, yes, I did.
Do I want to know?
New Famora also escaped the facility.
More detail on that kind of later.
It's in the name.
Who does name that stuff?
Kind of just happens.
She pauses for a moment, sort of shakes her head. She claps directly up to Carly, like they were at a cocktail party. I'm sorry. These guys are super rude. I'm KT.
Carly, it's nice to meet you. Yeah, they're a bit paranoid.
Are you a werewolf too?
Yeah, sure. What are you?
I'm KT.
Oh, good to meet you, KT. Can I do a thing?
What thing?
Oh, this is me asking out of character.
Oh. I don't know. What's up?
Yeah, it depends what you're doing.
That thing we talked about earlier, Porter, with my gift.
I don't remember which one.
Can I sense magic?
Oh, yeah. You can use sense magic.
Yeah, I'd like to use sense magic. Ed mentioned, mage, so, you know.
For sure. I mean, you get the role, I don't, so tell me what you
perception
need.
Perception enigmas. Difficulty, yeah. Your discretion.
All right, I'll call that standard diff.
3 successes.
All right. You feel very comfortable saying that if KT had a hat, she would not be able to pull a rabbit out of it.
If KT had a hat, I would not be able to pull a rabbit out of it.
Correct.
She would not be able to.
Okay.
Yes, she would not be able to.
Yeah, she would not be able to pull a rabbit out of it.
No magic.
There's a quarter in your ear. She can't help you. But you should wash them, because those are very dirty. If you got money coming out of your ear.
Waxy money.
Oh. All right. See this little move?
Yeah,
with the thumb?
Yeah.
She can't do it.
Me neither. But yes, it's good to meet you, KT. The guys have been talking a lot about you.
Well, don't believe half of what they say. I'm a perfectly nice person.
Okay.
She smiles, giving a playful wink to the U3s.
We wouldn't tell her anything different, KT.
So, Carly, where'd you come from? Like, I can tell already you're not from around here.
No, I was traveling to New York from Arizona.
Oh, wow.
Yes. I was driving. I ended up here.
Well, it's really nice to meet you. I've always wanted to take a nice road trip like that, but really, I've never been anywhere.
Really? You've not traveled much?
Never left the island.
Wow. Can't imagine that. I've been all over the place.
So what's Arizona like?
Dry, warm. A lot of casinos.
You know, I've never been in one of those.
Well, they're interesting.
Not as hyped up as they can, as they are, or not worth all the hype.
Somebody doesn't know how to have fun.
I'm sure we can. We should talk about Vegas. You've
seen a ball.
That was everyone.
One at a time.
Fuck. All right, what was the progression of that?
Casinos.
I said, somebody doesn't know how to have fun.
I've seen one casino, you've seen them all.
We could have fun. We should go together. Oh, can we do a road trip too?
Maybe, after we figure out everything that's going on here.
Well, yeah, fine. But, you know. Get the road trip, and I mean, we could fly, but
probably not the best idea.
No.
We don't like to fly. Road trip for sure, as long as Falling Leaf doesn't play the same songs over and over.
I don't know what you are talking about.
Carly, what were you driving? What kind of vehicle?
I borrowed a van from the sept I was in.
You planned on taking it back?
No, they sent it with me to go to New York.
Hitting the Sept of the Green?
Yes. Find a group of people my own age. There weren't very many individuals at Cash Money Buffalo.
Cash Money Buffalo?
Yeah, that was the...
What kind of name is that?
I mean, it was... There was a casino attached to it.
A sept running out of the casino? Interesting.
Yeah, a couple of Glasswalkers and Nictina. It's nice.
Interesting combination.
Well, she said she had a van, so if we're going anywhere, we can all go together.
Where are you guys all from?
I never had a set location. I traveled. I was in a traveling circus with my parents.
But like, where did you train and stuff? Because me too, that's just where I trained and stuff.
Never had a set spot. Moved around a lot. Hence, Striders.
Okay, fair, fair.
Metro, Detroit area. Had a mentor. Taught me some stuff. Had a pack. I was the only one who survived and had the dreams. So, he sent me, told me I should follow him. Ended up with these guys.
Nice, nice.
Trained out, except in Utah, one of the national parks there, but originally from Vegas. I'm not so keen on casinos.
But I can tell.
That means you and all the good ones to hit, right?
In theory, yes. Didn't spend much time on the floors or really paying much attention to that.
But you could. And maybe you could use like some werewolf magic to like break all the slots or something. And then we could like buy a bunch of mansions.
Just like, I don't know if that works, as Nightfang looks to Falling Leaf.
The old Stargazer chuckles a bit and shakes his head.
Little bit at a time, KT.
I don't know if I am ready for us to move in together.
Where are you from, Falling Leaf?
I'm from the Japan. I was born.
He pauses, looking out in the distance.
I have been in this country a fair amount of time.
Nice. I lived in Okinawa for a couple years.
You did?
Yeah.
What were you doing over there?
Oh, my father's job kept him moving about the world. So, kinda moved with him.
How many places have you lived?
I kind of lost track after a while. Several. Spent a lot of time in Japan. Some time in Germany. A little bit of time in Israel. Really briefly a couple other places. When we came back to the U.S., it was usually San Diego or something like that.
Wow, you've all done so much traveling. I mean, like, with Falling Leaf, I guess I expect it, you know, because you're so old. No, No offense. But, like, Falling Leaf can't help but smirk again, shaking his head. But, like, the rest of you, you're all so young. I mean, my God. You know, I'm older than, like, all of you, and you've seen so much more of the world and done so much more than me. I gotta say, I'm a little jealous.
I'd say it comes with a job. Moving around.
You could say that.
Yeah, you said you haven't left this island.
Maybe I should become a monster hunter.
Don't recommend. It's not pretty. It's not fun.
I'm sure I'd have some good teachers. She smiles at a lot of you. But I mean, I guess that's why I got into journalism, you know? Maybe if I could make this work here, I could turn it into something bigger.
It's already kind of crazy here. Right now, I don't think you're going to be short of any kind of stories.
I mean, maybe, but so much of this I can't talk about. I mean, I guess I could print a story about how werewolves are real, but I don't want to throw you guys under the bus. And you're my friends.
We appreciate that. And if that happens, we're gone.
That would do more trouble than good. Well, we were just in the area, stopping by, seeing how you two are doing. We're actually on our way to the first area, first incident, when we first got here.
You with the Cedar?
Second incident, then.
Well, with the Scrags, the one KT made us go with her to.
Hey, I didn't make you do anything. I just pointed out that even though you didn't want to go with me, that
you were going to go anyway
to somewhere highly dangerous and is someone who was charged with protecting me. Maybe it would be best if you came along. I didn't make you go. I mean, come on. I'm not a monster.
Just start chuckling.
Can you believe these guys?
It's something, yes.
It's a lot of things go bump in the night, and you handle this stuff a little too well, KT.
I mean, you know, it's not my first day. You know, I discovered a group of werewolves a couple weeks ago.
You just don't say.
Snuck right up on them.
Yeah, you got me there.
Drop my head in a little bit of disgust.
So, Carly, you sticking around?
I figured I could figure out the whatever's going on here, and then I could continue on my way, probably.
Can definitely use all the help we can get.
Yeah, if you want to go when you're done, we're not going to stop you, but we wouldn't mind the company.
And you said you were heading up to New York to, you know, since they had more younger people around your age looking to join up?
I just met you. It's a little strong of a come on.
Hey. It had to be said at some point. We've already fought together.
I mean, hardly you got eaten.
He's getting all the side eye from Nightfang there.
And you tried to kill another one with a pebble.
Oh.
Getting its attention to not.
Why do you want it to know where you are?
So the other two can ambush it when it gets to the woods.
I'm just gonna facepalm.
I mean, who got themselves captured and locked up in a facility?
He's gonna get punched in the face.
Roll your punch.
Oh, I'm gonna step in and block that. If I could.
What is a punch?
Dex brawl. Danny, roll dex mel. Or, no, roll dex athlete.
I was going to say, like, could I try ducking it? Or...
If he can beat that, a hit roll.
Four successes.
Four?
Fuck. Yeah. 10, 10, 7, 7.
Nope.
All right. I want to say describe the punch, but like, how much do you mean this punch?
It's a punch. It's like a very harsh warning punch in the nose. Don't talk shit about me like that. It's just a don't talk shit about me like that kind of punch.
All right.
I couldn't help it kind of punch.
Hey, we're Hulgaru here. Makes sense. I get it.
There's rage.
I'm pissed, so I punched kind of punch.
All right, roll your damage. CJ, roll your soak.
Yep.
Just strength?
Yep, straight strength.
Yeah, just one success.
Two successes.
Well, that's embarrassing.
Well, I only have two dice for that. So
you wind back. Putting all the English you got into a devastating right hook. Like fucking lightning, it comes out. Despite the fact that he was watching Ricochet, powerless to get in the way, to intercept, only to have the fist land with the force of a pillow thrown underhand at a marshmallow. You're not entirely sure it made contact.
Looking down for a moment, like, guess noted?
I'll push you off the building next time. I was in my war down form.
I'm going to step in with my hand in front of both. Hey, come on now. You just invited
her. Good fun.
We just invited you to a pack. Give it time to even consider the invitation.
I'm not trying to kill him. I just punched him in the face.
We have other problems to worry about.
Did I hurt you or something?
Giving you a hard time. You're the new girl.
Okay.
Giving you the hard time.
Sure. I mean, to me, you're the new guys.
Dante's just sitting back with his arms crossed, just watching.
Anyways, I got out. I killed the things.
And so here you are.
Yeah. Here I am.
It is nice to meet you. And definitely a good sign. There is no cairn here. It leaves our numbers. We are at a disadvantage.
You've pretty much almost met all of us here.
That explains why you guys kept dodging my "can you take me back to the cairn" question.
A little bit. It's us. Falling Leaf at Twilight here. The fallen Cassie. And the only ones of La Magnifique you haven't met were Mia and Bodhi.
Okay. Yeah. Little group here. Nice.
And who knows, there could be more in that facility.
I suppose that is true. Were you also drugged in your stay?
Was I also what stay?
Drugged.
Oh. Yeah, I think they were pumping a gas into the room.
It was the same with me.
It was hard to stay awake. I was very, very sleepy the entire time. I ended up climbing up to the ceiling and closing the vent, though. A little bit. That helped.
Very clever.
This gas. Do you have a particular odor to it?
No.
Not that I remember. It prevented me from even being able to change form, though.
That's concerning.
So you couldn't shift.
Well, I tried so I could try to break the glass, but it was in vain.
It was smart, though, messing with the vents. My escape was through meditation. Shallow breaths. And then, of course, when the power went out, I took advantage.
Yeah, when the power went out, I was able to get out of the cell. It was helpful.
Maybe. I don't know. I know there's this whole thing about what I can know. What's cash money, but what does that mean? What's a cash money buffalo?
It's just a name. It's a name like, Hilton Hotels. You just give names to things. Places, important places. I guess somebody had a sense of humor.
It sounds neat.
The sept that I call home is the sept of the White Eagle. It is in New Mexico.
Tom looks pretty upset at that.
Nah, I'm just pondering.
Like, I hit you hard.
No, I'm just pondering. Falling Leaf, I do recommend you speak with Farfor soon. They have a thing they're trying to work on.
Ooh.
Meatpacking plant. Has the same thing to do with our new guest here. That's how she got brought down. It's more than just here.
That doesn't surprise me.
And it's more than just Wendy's.
Also not a surprise.
No. He's talking about trying to get a foothold in that plant.
It's not a bad idea.
He was talking Carter and Dave, possibly even trying to get a job. Sounded like neither of them wanted to do it.
I don't blame them. Become Garu, see the world. work in a slaughterhouse.
All in a day's work. Mm.
I will have to have a word with him. Perhaps we can plan something a little less mundane.
Something a little less time-consuming.
He turns and looks back to Main Street, walking to that side of the roof. From here, you can see a pretty respectable amount of the town. You know, the stars fill the sky, only a few street lights. You could see the facade of the Wendy's that you burned down. Already rebuilt, ready to open.
It's a nice view up here.
It is. You think of all of the lives here. Of what is at stake. Humanity can be a big problem, but also capable of great beauty. Many innocents. It is important to remember that every now and then.
Gotta hold those preservations.
We do what we do for Gaia, but also for people like Ugeti.
It's well put. Well, shall we go do our thing then, guys?
Yeah, that sounds good. I'd like to see it.
What are we looking at?
The Umbra. Giving it another look over.
She mentioned that where the Scrags came out, there wasn't much going on, which seemed weird to me, so I wanted to see it. I like weird things.
I think you are in the right place, then.
No shortage of that in this town.
Any more thoughts on the lack thereof in that area? Falling Leaf?
I do not have answers. I know Dodger has been pondering it as of late.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't have much to go on either yet. Maybe we can stir something up when we go over there.
Good luck.
I know he was looking to pick your brain about it, but well, what you had, I don't think you'd get any more.
We seem to be good at stirring up trouble. Or stirring things up.
Yeah, here's hoping whatever you get into next will not be too much.
Can't help but laugh at that.
Yeah, I'm not even going to cross my fingers.
Let's go. KT, you're in good hands.
Have fun, you guys.
Take care. Stay safe.
It was nice to meet you both.
It's a pleasure. I'm sure we'll see you soon.
Head out back into the Katie's apartment and out the door.
Yeah, that was the thing. All right.
Just jump off the
roof. I was going to say, you're going to jump off the roof.
Yeah, I'm not going to bother. Steve my strength.
You can soak it.
I mean, CJ might want to do a superhero landing. I don't know.
He's not wearing his cape.
Oh, that's fair.
Not in Hamid, so yeah, taking the stairs like everybody else.
And of course, back to Main Street.
Make our way to the park.
Yes. It's obviously, you guys know the way. It's not that far. And back right to the, you know, on the border of the West End, right where the park was before.
Right back to the scene of the crime.
past the playground equipment, past the fountain, down to that familiar little hidden trail.
Get to the campsite and step sideways. Campsite, the little meeting area, I guess.
Yeah. Excuse me.
If we're stepping sideways, going to shift down into Lupus and just see if I can catch any recent scents.
Okay.
I was going to do the same. See if there's anything new, especially scent.
Okay.
From Lupus.
Unsuccess for me. If it was standard diff. Oh, wait. Like I'm in Lupus. I said that specifically.
You did.
Is it standard diff?
Yes.
Is this all happening before we cross the gauntlet?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Three successes instead.
You said standard?
Yes.
Three.
All right. Neither one of you pick up anything particularly different.
Diff gauntlet.
So this is where they materialize then?
We gotta step sideways first. That's why you're rolling, right?
Seven. Well, yeah, but while he's doing, I mean...
Yeah. A little ways away, but this is where they came to. There's a little, like, fucking high school murder cult thing going on right here.
Well, yep, as they do. I look a little confused at that.
While you two are having that conversation... Ricochet and Dante slip into the Umbra.
Probably follow them.
Should I roll across after them?
Yes, indeed.
Success for Nightfang.
Was it, what difficulty did you say?
Seven. See, did you say one?
Man has no
I'm only noses. Rolling the two dice.
Allergic two to the
noses.
Umbra.
He's got two noses. That's the problem.
Okay.
Three.
That makes sense, but... I mean...
You think he'd spend a willpower almost every time.
I would. But then again, he'd run out of willpower.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm already low on rage and noses.
Might as well make it a threefer.
Right? We can have a wolf losing party. All right. Curry, I'm just a dude now.
Life sucks just a little less.
It could be like a used car salesman, I guess.
Hey, Batman was just a dude.
He was a rich dude, rich, though. That's different.
There's that, though.
That's a superpower all by itself.
Hey, wait, you came from Vegas. You can get money.
All right. So, eventually... Nightfang rips his way through the Umbra, through the gauntlet, to stand with the rest of you. As before, the three of you see, the trees are plentiful, but the area directly around is a little dimmer. You can see lights, this like glow. Through the trees as it spreads out from the area. A faint blue light. Luna hangs high in the Umbral sky. Danny adds or evens?
Odd.
Okay. Tom odds or evens?
Evens.
Okay. CJ, same question.
Let's go evens.
That's uncanny.
Did you roll three dice? We all got the one, two,
three sets. Yeah, in the distance, you get a faint glimpse of some spirits, some wildlife spirits, but it's just a faint glimpse, like at the corner of your eye. It's the Umbra is quiet, not in a calm sort of way, but in a it feels empty, almost abandoned. M. The Umbra is alive. You can see the spirits in the distance. It is darker in this area, dim. It feels lifeless, but as it spreads out, you can see life emanating with bright blue hues of the trees. You can see the wildlife spirits darting back and forth. Yeah, owls, owl gafflings chasing mice. The trees are taller, obviously, here in the realm, taller they are in the realm, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Moreover, you see a small swarming around these darkened trees.
Small circle, you said?
Swarming.
Swarming.
Okay. Like a swarm of, they're absolutely not bees, but like it conjures images of so many cartoons and that little cloud of bees chasing the character. Whatever they are, the individual things, they glow a sickly green. And it's almost as a swarm of hornets taking residence in and around these darkened trees.
See what I mean? It's quiet here.
Yep. I'm going to kind of point towards the swarm. Around here, you said?
Yeah. It's like almost dead.
I look at you guys really confused. What kinds of spirits? Can I identify these spirits? What types they might be?
Give me a intelligent gnosis. This is one of these fun rolls that never fucking happens. Can I deduce a thing based on? I love these. Never get to know them. You guys always forget these. These are fun.
Difficulty?
7.
3 successes.
All right. You're not entirely sure the classification of the spirit, like its name and its fucking hometown and stuff, but You get the feeling that whatever it is might either be some sort of carrion, you know, like it's here to feed off of these trees.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's the sense you get from what you can observe.
Okay, I'm not sure what you mean by. It is empty here. There is a swarm of, like, carrion spirits right there. And an owl spirit and something else over there. It's empty here. I'm going to get up really close to, Dante and look in his eyes. I'm going to put my fingers below his eyeball and above his eyeball and open it up like this.
That's not where I thought was happening, but that's much less like weird.
Like you're forcing somebody to like watch a video. I'm going to open up his eyeballs like that and look into them.
She's doing this. I know what she's doing. Yeah. Well, you can't see her. But I know what she's doing. Yeah, she explained it well. Just right.
And then she's going to spit in it.
I don't see what you're seeing. What?
I'm going to blow in his eyes.
Grab a clump of dirt. I mean, what?
I mean, I'd be trying to blink really hard. My eye starts watering. What are you doing? The only thing I'm seeing is there's a few wildlife spirits off in the distance, but that's it. This place feels so quiet to me.
You're the shaman, right?
I am a Thurge, yes.
Okay. You don't see that?
I don't see anything.
All right, give me your hand.
Grab your hand.
I'm going to grab his hand by the wrist and like go up and try to touch one of them.
Are you
making myself out to be a crazy person right now?
I never shifted. I'm in Hamon right now.
No. Are you going along with this?
Sure. She's guiding me along, so...
No, I mean, okay, yeah. But...
She obviously sees something I don't, so I'm curious.
Strange lady's playing with your eyeballs and now grabbing your arm. I mean, it's fine. I'm curious. Just making sure that you're not, like, don't touch me, weirdo.
No, I'm actually genuinely curious what she sees.
Opening up your eyes, blowing in them, grabbing your wrist and dragging you towards the area that they manifested.
Hey, there's weirder rituals.
Just take a dump on the ground and rub his nose in it.
Okay, I'll draw the line on that one.
So yeah, I'm going to take his wrist. I'm going to drag him along and like touch one of them with it as they're swarming by.
Okay. You go to... even describe that, right? Like you grab his wrist, forcing it into to the swarm, to the spirit. They disperse, trying to avoid as you do. You can feel it's a little colder there, but there's absolutely not anything there. Like this is insanity.
Mm-hmm. I what are you doing? I feel
they're right there. They're avoiding your touch. They're reacting to you being here.
What is? I see nothing.
The swarm, the carrion spirits.
What are you seeing? Why?
I've described it to you. At this point in time, she's starting to look fairly concerned, maybe a little schizophrenic.
Yeah, they've just have thought of like, are like not all the drugs from the facility out of her system yet?
I've shifted several times. It's not the drugs.
The only thing I'm sensing is it's colder in this area.
Because you're touching them. I mean, they're spirits.
But that's all.
You know what? I've got an idea. I've got.
Whoa! You broke up hard.
So your idea's a machine gun.
Try that again. I mean,
that's the answer to most problems.
Yes, but like that's what we heard. Like, I've got an idea.
Yeah, holy Max headroom.
I didn't actually say anything after. You know what? I've got an idea.
That's even more impressive.
Yeah,
it was a machine gun.
Yeah, no, I've got an idea to like kind of settle this whole sort of crazy moment. And maybe get creative use out of a gift.
Why are you calling me crazy?
It means to know. It sounds crazy. All three of us see nothing. All of us see, you know, dead, empty, abandoned.
Hold on, because you mean even
one moment.
Even Dodger didn't see anything.
Well, you're all insane then. Okay, or what you gift? Are, but
one moment. I want you to tell me exactly what you see. And I'm going to use Truth of Gaia. It lets me know what words are not true. Okay. So if she's actually seeing this, it'll ring as true. Or nothing will ring as false.
I'm just going to kind of shake my head for a second and then tell him, right behind me, there is a swarm of some type of spirit. Probably carrion, swarming this area that you said that they manifested in. There's some spirits over there. Over there, this place is alive. Very busy.
Now, just going with the ST, would this you think this will actually work and should go ahead and roll for it, or?
Well, you, here's the thing. You should go and roll for it anyway.
Yeah.
Because, like, if I, obviously there's shit I can't say already, but.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Okay. It's a solid line of thought. It's what Nightfang thinks is the best move. I don't, if I were in your shoes, I don't know if I would disagree. And there's no reason not to at this point, right?
Yeah, it was one of those things of like, is this something that the gift just absolutely would not do, sort of thing? Like,
we'll see.
You know, using Master of Fire to pick up something extremely cold.
Well, see, here's the thing.
Barking up completely the wrong tree.
Well, here's the thing about that, right? Is that it only picks up willful deception. You can be wrong and not be lying, but I'm not saying that's the case.
Yeah.
So I'm not being helpful at all, other than to say, do your roll and see what happens.
Yeah. M, what is your manipulation plus subterfuge?
Say 30.
Because that is my difficulty.
6.
Okay.
Plus 30.
That's 3 successes, a 10, an 8, and a 6.
Those dice are loaded then, because these should be D10s, sir. You can't beat a 36. Sorry. How many was that?
3.
Okay, there is no sign of deception.
No, just because she's not lying doesn't mean she's not wrong.
Right.
Got it.
Yes, but
she's not lying. And if she is lying,
okay, she's not.
She's not lying. Right. Is you can say that category. Yeah. She's not lying.
But yeah, it doesn't mean she's.
It's
right.
She. Yeah. So either look into. This is your character's name again, just to make sure I get it right.
Carly.
Okay. Okay, Carly. So I believe you are not. Bullshitting us right now. You're not fucking with us.
Thank you for your vote of confidence. You're
seeing something. Oh, but that makes this even weirder, as you're seeing something that I'm not. And them two clearly aren't.
And Dodger also has not.
As I look around, do I see like a. Like maybe like a squirrel or a raccoon spirit or something? Anywhere?
It's a bit farther up from the main location, right? Because again, everything here is kind of fucked. But
Or even a rat.
I feel if you wander a bit further into the woods, it's perfectly fucking reasonable to find these things. Because, like I said, like I brought up the owl note, but that was out in the distance, so it's doable, just not directly here.
Okay, so I'll start wandering off looking for any of these kinds of animal spirits, and I'll be like, "Here, come on, I want to try something else. I'm looking for one of these types of spirits."
I am very curious on why a galliard is so inept. No, not inept. What's the word?
Inept. So,
that's not what I meant. I apologize.
Adept.
In tune with the spirit world. And the spirits among us.
What if it's just what if it's because she hasn't been here as long as we have? Like, remember how everybody's just ignoring all the weird shit going on?
Now that's a thought. What if there's a shroud over our eyes?
Was I able to find a rat or a squirrel?
Yeah, shit, sorry.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, you can see a few. Yeah. Any more wreck.
I'm going to try to get one's attention.
Oh, they, they're giving you a wide berth, you know, Garu and all. They're sensing you. And
I have one dot of spirit heritage for animals. Sorry, animals.
No, hold on.
I accidentally did the voice, and I apologize.
Aminal?
I heard aminal.
I heard aminal.
I sometimes do funny words for things. I apologize.
It's fine, but we're sticking with this now.
I say that all right, to I my do dog have a, and my
one
cat.
Dot of spirit heritage for animals.
I don't know what an animal is. I think... Do you have a dot in aminals?
I do have several dots in Aminalkin. Aminal? No, I don't even know what the right word is.
You broke her.
I did it.
Game one.
I'm gaining a rage, everyone else gaining willpower.
I'll take it.
Fuck it. Yeah, actually take it. Why not?
Okay. I was just kidding.
I was just kidding, but fuck it.
I mean, if you're actually fine.
I'm not actually?
Actually what?
Okay, you don't have to, but if you decide to, I'm not mad about it. Go ahead. Fine. I didn't say it.
Done.
Yep.
I'm not going to say no.
Okay.
Yes.
Seeing this back and forth, I am very confused.
You just see her walking around.
I'm going to pull out a shiny quarter and try to get a raccoon to come over to me. Hello.
Do you have spirit speech?
I do.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Which is...
That a little thwarted my plan.
Just kind of the reason I asked why is she so in tune.
Garu were part spirit.
No, I know that. But being a Galliard.
Tana.
Well, also parts of you're all part spirit. We're all a little ghost.
Yeah.
You're just a ghost who hasn't committed yet.
It's just a tribal about all gift. Of us.
You're ghost piloting a meat mech.
Oh, meat mech. There you go.
Yes. It's like a flesh-themed power loader. All right. Okay. You flip the coin between your fingers a few times, letting the moonlight bounce off of it. You could see a pair of eyes sticking out from a knot hole in one of the trees. It takes a moment. A little coaxing. And it scurries out. A raccoon spirit. It moves slowly at first toward you on a branch. And then speeds up a little more. Stopping just out of arm's reach, it looks at you and cocks its head to the side.
Hello there.
Hey. What you got there?
Got a nice shiny quarter here. She'll flip it between her fingers a little bit.
And to me, it looks like she's going crazy.
Yeah, you guys see her flipping a coin in her fingers and talking to nothing.
Okay.
Can you see these people behind me? or wolf people behind me, that is. You see them?
Yeah. What about them?
Do you maybe know why they can't see you?
They can't see me?
Nah.
It's because I'm so skilled.
Very skilled. For a quick favor, I could give you this quarter.
It's your twitches.
Can you, like, if you wanted to, could you scratch one of them for me? Or let them know you're here somehow? Give them a smack?
I don't want to die.
I'll hold him down. Make sure he doesn't do anything. I'll tell him. I'll hold him back. Here, Dante, come here.
I'm going to be very cautious as I walk forward. Because now I'm thinking she's cuckoo.
All right.
Here, Dante, sit down on the ground right here. I'll pat right beside me.
Don't put these knives in your mouth.
What is it you're getting at?
Can I see your hand?
Again with the hand?
Yeah. Well, your hand, you use it to feel. It is a very good part of your body to feel things.
Who is it you're talking
to? That's what
to?
Gaia gave them. I have a raccoon spirit here.
I don't see raccoon spirit.
Yes, I know. Here, she's going to grab his wrist.
Yeah. No, she don't.
I'm going to grab his wrist. I'm going to put, like, my other hand, like, on his shoulders.
I'm sorry, are you using the raccoon spirit to slit his wrist?
It's the hand. I'm holding his wrist. Here, just on the back of his hand, friend, and then I'll give you the quarter.
Right here, bandit. Go for it. Bleed him dry. I'll give you a nickel.
What the fuck is she doing? We're wasting time.
Two quarters.
Quarters for what? We can see there's nothing here.
I'm using spirit speech. You can't understand me.
Don't you totally understand you?
Oh, can he? Oh, wait, it's Dante. He can understand me.
Yes, that's why I'm sitting here questioning you so hard. I do not see the spirit you are speaking with. I do not hear a spirit.
Out of nowhere. Three small scratches appear across your forearm.
I'd wince back.
You feel a pressure. The raccoon spirit then springs up from the forearm, snatching the coin from your hand. It scampers away hurriedly.
I'll pull out the other quarter that I have in my pocket and flick it into the bushes for him.
Do I see the scratches on his arm?
Yeah, you saw the coin disappear too. Or float away.
Do you believe me now?
This is another
what
problem.
The fuck?
Do you believe me now, Dante?
I believe you're seeing what I'm not.
Okay. I'm not crazy.
Just for me. You believe me now, motherfucker?
Right. And we can't hear that.
No, because I didn't say it. It was just for fun for me.
That's fair. I thought you were doing it as raccoon.
No, that's perfectly fair, but yeah, no.
Just so happy it was raccoon just made fun appearance to do again. It. Love you, raccoon.
It was a raccoon, but yeah. That's why I wanted to undersell it a little, because it wasn't raccoon.
It wasn't raccoon, but it was a raccoon.
Yes.
I still like it. One of my favorite spirits you do.
Yeah, see?
It's totally how they would be.
Look, it's not you, it's me. Or it's not me, it's you. Fuck.
We have bigger issues here then. I'm curious.
I'm a bit terrified.
Curious if we summon Coho Jack, if he will be visible to us.
Is an idea.
What if, Dante, do you think maybe a rite of cleansing might help one of you guys? Is that a thing that might be remedied?
Bad idea. Fact of the matter is, I can actually do that, right?
Do you have the makings?
I gotta read the rite. I haven't done it yet.
I can help assist you if you'd like.
So can I.
I do not have any willow or birch trees with me. Or branches.
If only...
Man. If only you had some kind of stupid looking pouch on your waist that you carried some stuff in.
There's also trees all around us.
I was going to say, if only you could find somewhere where there were trees.
Only we could find somewhere with willow trees and Willow's Pass.
I also need pure water.
I have some pure water on me.
Is it Evian? Because that's just naive spelled backwards.
I will begin looking for a willow or birch branch.
Is there?
I'm going to look.
We're in a place called Willow's Pass, I think.
Named after the Willow's family, though.
It's not.
And they were named off the trees.
Were they? Maybe they invented the trees. Maybe yes, they just really liked the movie. The trees. They're just big Warwick Davis fans.
Do I need a roll?
Their original name was the Clear Cutties. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to ask you to roll. But these are tree spirits. And not actual trees. Like, I'm giving you that because you would know that.
Right.
Right? It's like a willow's branch in the umbra. Is like a willow spirit would be made of ephemera, not of willow branch. So what you collect, you can't, you know.
Right. Give me a sec. I'm going to pop back to the realm to get me a branch.
Get a switch.
Huh?
Getting a switch.
Mm-hmm. 4 on getting to the realm.
Yep.
3 on looking.
CJ, adds or evens?
Let's go evens.
Okay. You look around, not finding immediately what you seek, but you seem to remember from last time you were here when you explored that side path onto the main road. You seem to remember that there being some birch trees over there. Making your way. Give me another perception alertness.
3.
Making your way through the path, moving with great haste, get somewhere to be after all. You cut through that path back to the main road. You see what you seek, some of the trees you seek right across, you know, a little bit in, but you see them. Which, thankfully, in night sky, well, mm-hmm. Hooray. But something else. You hear the screeching of tires. The sound of drifting on the dirt road. You look over to your right, you know, closer to town. You see a van chasing some kind of animal. You only get a glimpse of it. 4-legged. Headed toward town. The van accelerates, and you hear a loud thump as whatever it was chasing gets run over. The van skids to a stop. The back door's open. You see three figures in body armor. And that'll do it for now. Make sure to tune in 2 weeks for the next chapter of Wherever Gaia Takes Us, and next week for the regular episode of Rage Across the Internet. If you like what we do, tell your friends, tell your family, tell everybody, and you can always jump onto our Ko-Fi to give us a little support that, oh, trust me, we desperately need. You can find that at ko-fi/RageAcrossTheInternet, and you can find us here, the same place you found us last week. So be sure to tune in and have some fun with us. You take it easy.